Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another exciting episode right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's all about entrepreneurs. Well, I tell you, as we go into the middle of the month, this is April the 15th. Wow. You know, it seems like we were just celebrating a brand new year. And now here we are already on our way to the fourth month of the year. It's, sometimes, you know, you wonder how fast can fast be. So you got to get ready. You got to get on point. And entrepreneurs, we have our work cut out for us. We have our businesses to start, create, to adjust, to run, to plan. So many things we have to do. I want to welcome you to the broadcast, welcome you to just another opportunity to learn all we can. You know, that's what time it is today. Today, people have the opportunity to get more information. We have our smartphones. We can text information. We can go online and look up anything we want. We can attend all types of seminars, webinars. We are no longer hindered by the distance and the location of these conferences, webinars. There's the libraries. There's people doing podcasts, blogs, you know, just going to someone's blog and reading about information. There's just so many places that you can go and get the information. Colleges, universities, workshops, seminars, books. But none of that information will do you any good if you don't put it into action. If you cannot act upon the information that you've gone out to get or that you've developed, then it's no good. So here on All About Entrepreneurs, we like to think of ourselves as that person that is going to encourage you each and every day through motivational words and tips. But we want to be an encourager to encourage you, entrepreneurs, to get it done, to do it, to get up and do it. You know, I have to encourage myself, you know, day to day, to get up, to get out there, to make it happen. You know, a lot of people, that's why they don't want to be entrepreneurs. They would rather work for someone else. They make literally the same amount of money or less, usually a lot less, okay? However, they don't have the stress of having to get up and make something happen. When you work for someone else, pretty much you don't have to make a whole lot happen unless, of course, you're in sales. And then you have to make that deal go down. But outside of that, pretty much you go to work and it's someone else's effort, the CEO, the head of the company. It's their job to make it happen. But as entrepreneurs, or you could be in sales, the topic that I want to talk about this morning will help those individuals who are selling any kind of product, whether it's a traditional sales job with a pharmaceutical company or any other company, or whether you are working for yourself as an entrepreneur, you have products and services that you have to find customers for, whether you're in multi-level marketing or network marketing. And that's what we call in the studio when you knock the phone over. So we do apologize for that. Or if you have some type of direct selling. So anyway, one of the things that, and you may not sell anything, you may be a nonprofit organization, and you're not necessarily selling anything, and you're not even making a profit. You basically are providing a service. And here's the thing: you could be a school, you know, schools like a college, a university, but everyone can pretty much benefit from this topic. My topic today. From no customers to no customers. So from no customers to no customers. So it's a little play on words there, but from no, N-O, meaning without, not having any, meaning you're in trouble, you need customers. Every business needs customers, every single one, even the nonprofits, they also need customers. And they also have customers as well. And then from no customers to no customers, K-N-O-W. So to no customers means that you have customers. It means that I have some and I know it. You know, it's like the song we used to sing in Girl Scouts. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Well, if you have customers and you know it, stomp your feet, that kind of thing. But you want to know customers, and a lot of times we don't have customers because we don't know customers. We don't know them. We don't know where they are. We don't know what they like. We don't know what they need. We don't know how they need it. And so if you want to go from no customers, that's zero, think about that for a minute. What do you have to do? What do I need to do? It's what you've been thinking about. Well, here's your answer. You want to go from no customers to no customers. You want to know some. You want to know who they are, what they do, what they like, what they need, and what they don't have. So that's pretty much the formula to knowing customers. You have to know the customer, know who it is, identify who the customer is. And one of the ways you can do it, so it's like you're backing it up. You're like you're starting at the end, and then you're backing your way up to the beginning. And that's how you get customers. Once you know what the need is, then you say, well, who needs that? Like, say, for instance, if I was going to, let's say I wanted to get into the baby stroller industry, and I wanted to create a fancy baby stroller, like one that has music in it. It has a warmer in the winter. You can turn it on and warm the baby up as you're pushing the baby in the stroller. It has interchangeable pads, so when the baby's wearing pink, you can just pop out the blue pad and put a pink one in and things of that nature. So it's a very super fancy stroller. Now, in order to be able to provide all those little gadgets and little features of the stroller, I have to, it's going to be costly. It's going to be cost prohibited. So I got to find out who is my customer for, who needs such a stroller. So I would like, who do you think needs it? I get out a piece of paper and write down, you know, who do you think needs the stroller? And after you write that down, who needs it? Then look at how would they purchase it? How would they get it? Would you finance it? How would they get that stroller? And then you would look, purchase it. How would they possess it? And then you would look at, okay, who needs this stroller? Where is the person that needs this stroller? Is it the person in Avondale, or is it the person in Short Hills? Is it the person in Over the Rhine, or is it the person, you know, in Evanston? Who needs that stroller? And once you find out who needs the stroller, now you can look at, well, how are they going to know about this stroller? How can I tell them about it? So this is how you know your customer, so that you will be not a person with no customer, but no customers. You know them, you know their name, you know where they live, you know what they like, you know what they want. And that's how you figure it out. You start with your product, and you start with what your product can do, and then you begin to look at, who do you want to target? That's what we call target market. That's what we call targeting the market. Because there's close to 7 billion, with a B, 7 billion people in the world. United States has about 380 million. That's with an M. And so if you look at, China has about 3 billion. So the other, the rest of them are dispersed throughout the other parts of the country. I think Africa has about 1.7 billion or something like that. So that's all of Africa, so the entire continent with all of its countries, I guess, what, a couple hundred countries and on that one continent. So you figure our continent has like, what, 3 countries, South America, North America, and America. So that's, now that gives you a perspective of what is going on in Africa. There's many, many, many countries on one continent, and they can all get to each other by land, some by water, but mostly by land. So you have customers, and we can reach everyone now with the internet. So we absolutely welcome you to the broadcast, no matter where you're calling in from or no matter how you're listening. We definitely appreciate you, and we know some people like to listen, some like to read, so eventually we will have our shows up as a written blog, and that way you can also read about our different topics. So we're working on that now. We do have a blog page, and we're just working on switching over and into putting some of our content that we have right here on our radio, on our blog, on our All About Entrepreneurs blog page. So entrepreneurs can go there and get articles and get information. So we're just having a lot of fun, and we want to teach you different things to help you as an entrepreneur establish your business, start your business, grow your business, be in business, be happy about it, and be successful at it. Okay, so we're talking today about from no customer to no customer. Oh, it's like, oh, I know you. I know my customers. I know who my customers are. I know where they are. So I want you to write that down. I want you to make a little plan of your product and who your customers are, who they are, where they are, what they do, what they like, what they don't like, what they need, and so that you can be, and what they want. I want you to look at what's their problem and what solution do you bring to the table. And if you don't bring a solution to the table to that customer, then that person is really not your customer, unless they can refer you to people who do need what you have. Like, for instance, I use my products a lot because those are the products that I've created, that I know. I created those products. When I wrote Release Your Power, I wrote that book with a person in mind. So I wrote that book to solve someone's problem. And the people whose problem that book is to solve, that is my customer, and that's the person I need to get to know. And once I begin to know that person, books will sell, the books will fly off the shelf. So that's what you need to do. You want to identify who your customer is, and you do that by knowing what their problem is. And the only way you can know what a person's problem is, you have to simply discover it through asking them. That's one easy way. It's a real easy way to find out who your customer is. It's just simply ask a person, are you a customer of this or that? Like, for instance, like I talk about the cupcake thing, the bakery thing. If you want to know, say you wanted to start a cupcake business, it's very easy to find out who your cupcake customer is. Simple. Just go to any bakery and see who comes in and out. And then for the most part, you know, a lot of people, they need cupcakes for something. A lot of times parents need cupcakes for their children's birthday parties. People who certainly, if you're in the cupcake business, some type of party. People like sweets. For anybody who's doing something where they need some kind of a fancy dessert. So some type of an event. Sometimes people need desserts that have a theme to it, like Super Bowl time. Somebody might want cupcakes with a Super Bowl top. Or if it's, you know, 4th of July, they may want a flag on it. Or if it's Memorial Day, they may look for this or that. So, you know, Veterans Day, maybe you could put a soldier on top of it. But that's how you go from no customers to no customers. So right now I'm going to play a commercial. I want you to stay tuned, and when we come back, I will have more to share with you about how you can have more customers by knowing your customer. Don't go away.
Hi. Are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://wleiaassociation.wildapricot.org. You can always contact us on Facebook at Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, where we hope that you join with us as we help you get to the top of your game. We want to see you on top.
Wow. Yes, we do want to see you on the top. We are excited. I know my friend that I met in Maryland, she loves to say that. We are excited. Yes, yes, yes. This is going to be an amazing day because now that you have knowledge of how to get more customers, how to get to know your customer, now all you need now is the motivation to make it happen. So what I want you to do is I want you to get out a sheet of paper, and I want you to make a list right now. Go do it. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to go get pen and a pad. If you don't have pen and a pad, then I want you to take your smartphones, go to your home screen, and go find your app on your phone. It probably came with your phone or your iPad. And find the, it's a memo pad right there on your phone. I want you to open that up, and there you can make the same list. But what I want you to do is I want you to write down on paper today. I want you to write a brief description of the customer that needs your product, that has some problem or need or some area of deficiency that would help them to need, that would say why they need your product. And now that's step one. Step two, what I want you to do is I want you to think of several places where this customer may be. They could be in a company, they could be in a college, they could be just someone, anyone walking down the street, they could be at the mall, they could be at the daycare center. They could be at the gym. They could be so many, the grocery store, wherever. Think about where are they? Where do they frequent? Where do they go? If it's a, if they go somewhere online, are they on Twitter? Is your customer on Facebook? Facebook, is your customer on MySpace? Is your customer on Instagram? Is your customer on Pinterest? Is your customer on LinkedIn? Where is your customer? And I want you to write down all the places where your customer is. So that's social media as well as business places where people go, events or what have you. Now that you've done those two things, so you've written down this customer that has this need. Now you've just written down where are they. Now the big piece, the big humongous piece is I want you to now choose one or two or three ways that you can reach out to them. If they're on Facebook, that's pretty simple. You can probably make a post, or you can inbox them, or create a group, or create a separate page where you can start to engage your customer, because that's where we're going next. After you've done all this, now we have to engage the customer. So you're going to engage them with, if they're on Facebook, you're going to engage them with a post, a message, a little blog or something, and get and check out their response. If they're on the, if you have to email them, then that's how you're going to engage them. It's through email. You're going to send out an email. Let's just say at their job, a lot of people on their jobs, a lot of people at work who need your product or services. A lot of times they may not be able to go on Facebook and Twitter and all those things while they're at work. Some employees can, but many cannot. So if you're posting during the day, don't expect a lot of likes and feedback from people who have 9-to-5 jobs. Expect them to be online more so after 5. And then that's when you want to, you know, put your most important post out there. If you are posting to attract your to tap into your Facebook audience or your Twitter audience or your LinkedIn audience, because by rights they should be at work, not socializing. Well, you can socialize at work, companies like that, but you know, it's minimal because you got projects to do, you got work to do, you got activities to do right there in your company. So So write down, you know, how you can get in touch with them, what steps you're going to make to engage your customer. You want to get them in some type of reaction. You want to engage them in some type of conversation. So I just give you a few minutes to make that list. And once you decide that, you've decided which way you're going to contact them. I've given you three steps so far. I want you to figure out which way you're going to contact them, right? Email, blog, call them up on the phone even. If you have to do it the old-fashioned way, call them up on the phone. You probably have to do that anyway, unless they're a total stranger. Are you going to email them? Or you could text them. It's another way to reach out to people. It's another way to contact your customer. You could put up a billboard. I don't know. That's up to you. It's very costly, but if you can afford it, do it. So you got a billboard. You have flyers, handouts, what have you. So once you identify the way that you want to reach and engage this customer, now what you want to do is, the next step is, you want to evaluate and see how all of that worked for you. You want to see if you did, in fact, get the right customer, if you were, in fact, able to engage them. And then after you're able to do all of that to really make them a customer, now they would have to either purchase or agree to purchase your product or service. Once you've done that, now you've gone to next to the last step, because you still have to follow up. Because a lot of people can say, oh, I'll buy this, I'll pay for that, I'll do this and I do that. But as we well know, it's easier said than done. So just because a person says that they will purchase this, buy that, go here, do that, you still have to follow through to help them with the final decision making, that final step. But that's on you, not on them. Because there's always someone else out there doing the same thing that you're doing that will take the final step of everything that you've already laid the groundwork and identified this person and gotten them so close to that final step. And so you don't want to drop the ball. And so it's about how to get that person to then go on and, you know, click like, so to speak, or to purchase that product or service. So go from no customers to no customers by using these steps. It's about, I guess, about six altogether, huh? Yeah, these are basic steps. Oh, let's see. Now, here's another step, too, as well. Probably about step eight. We're probably on step number eight by now. So let's see. The first step is to find out who your customer is and find out who needs what you have. Find out what they need, where they are, where they go, contact them, and then engage them some type of way. And then follow up with the engage them, make the offer, follow up to see if they went through with the offer, and then you have to also, all of that, you have to follow up on yourself and make sure that you actually did what you said you were going to do. If you said you were going to call or email or make a post or whatever, you have to absolutely make sure that you absolutely do that. And that would be, I guess, part of the whole you not dropping the ball. You want to make sure the customer doesn't drop the ball, but you don't want to drop the ball either. Not that hard. It's not as hard as it looks. It's certainly not as hard as it sounds. But you want to keep tuning back into the broadcast each and every day. We are here to motivate, to encourage, and to empower you. So definitely, we have Tuesday. Tomorrow we have our special guest, Professor Terry Benjamin. He's here every Tuesday morning at 7 with a different topic from a book. He's a book man. He's all about books. And he chooses a different book each and every week, and he'll be here to talk about that. Please, if you would like to support this show and support some of the things that we do and you weren't sure how, you can always support by purchasing our book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And you can purchase that book if you're not into reading, you're not into reading personal development books. You can give the book to someone else, someone that you know that needs to release their power, someone that you know has been wanting to do something, but they're just afraid, they don't have the confidence, they don't have the self-esteem, then get this book for them. Their self-esteem will increase by about 90%. So it's an awesome, awesome book. You know, why not 100? Well, hey, nobody's perfect, right? So definitely get the book and tune back in tomorrow and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're here 5 days a week. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, we thank you. We appreciate you. We know you can do anything with your 7 a.m., so we're absolutely happy you spend your 7 a.m. right here on All About Entrepreneurs on Blog Talk Radio. And tell a friend. Invite someone else. We are helping entrepreneurs to become successful, and we are so excited. I can't help but say that. We're just excited about what we do. We absolutely love it. But we'll be back tomorrow. And we hope you come back as well. Don't forget, you got to keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't no stopping. This has been Coach Lalisa J.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.